The Earth Lab Initiative, written by Z. Charnot, January the 19th, 1982, Part 4. Series E, Earth Lab Special Applications. The facilities of Earth Lab will have numerous other applications, such as the development of hybrids, flower, and house plant production. The needs of the malting and other industries, and the production of alcohol fuels. Existing glass houses could be converted to Earth Lab technology with substantial savings and superior performance. Series F, Earth Lab Capital Facilities. Supplies of capital to Earth Lab licensees may apply to be licensed under arrangements beneficial to them and to the licensees. Series G, Marketing Devices and Materials. Earth Lab marketing devices and materials will be available through licensed marketing suppliers, and potential suppliers may apply for such licenses. Licensing Procedures. Earth Lab specifies the available geographic area and product line contracts available to qualified applicants. Prospective applicants must demonstrate their financial capability to properly exploit their license and must achieve certain performance standards to maintain the license. Applicants will be given assistance in preparing their applications at regularly scheduled seminars. Ecoculture and hydroponics. A conviction is emerging among leading growers with great insistence that all aspects of protected and controlled environment cropping and man's part in it must be seen and studied as a totality, a balanced unit. Scientists refer to this new outlook as ecoculture. It is agriculture with an important difference. The entire growing system, including man's relationship with it, should create a harmonious economic and ecological pattern. Ecoculture isn't meant to describe some utopian viewpoint. On the contrary, it is intended to describe what is actually developing right now out of sheer necessity. A critical global food situation and the prospect of a long period of drought and erratic weather give the world little choice. Ecoculture ties in closely with the final part of the entire growing technique recommended, hydroponics. The first hydroponic experiments took place over 50 years ago. Since then, a great many different systems have been developed. Most of these systems have been fairly successful. In spite of this, hydroponics has never really caught on. In retrospect, the reason now seems clear. There has been a great deal of concentration on hydroponics per se, but too little attention has been paid to the total cropping and economic environment in which the system is used. In other words, not enough attention has been paid to fitting hydroponics into an ecocultural system. The hydroponic method developed meshes tightly into the other systems, namely the control of atmospheric composition, magenta lighting, and the acoustic sound system, all contained with the environment provided by Lumex inflated unit glazing and the VTO structure. Indeed, without the lighting system, for example, it would be impossible to utilize a multi-level stacking of hydroponic trays or to benefit from multi-seasonal cropping. All of the systems complement each other and form a unit, the performance of which is greater than the sum of its parts. Diseases and pests. It is easy to jump to one of the following conclusions about the total environment protected cropping system described in the foregoing pages. The plants grown in such an ideal environment will be entirely free from the danger of pests and diseases. The plants will easily be overwhelmed by insect pests or plant diseases which might accidentally be introduced into the growing environment. Neither of these extreme views is correct. but the first view, the optimistic one, is closer to the truth. If the system is run by property-trained personnel, then plant diseases and insect pests have no real opportunity to gain a foothold. Rot, mildew, and other fungal diseases are normally a consequence of overwatering, constant high humidity, or lack of ventilation. None of these problems exists in this system. As for bacterial and viral disease, they are a feature of normal soil-based agriculture, not a hydroponic system. In hydroponics, the growing medium is sterile, and it can be re-sterilized if necessarily, simply by running an appropriate solution through the nutrient system, in between one crop and the next. In addition, a sterilizing section using a quartz tube and ultraviolet light is built into the nutrient circuit. Destructive insects have no easy point of access into the VTO structure. Any insect pests which happen to enter the structure offer no more of a problem than in an ordinary greenhouse. The clean growing environment of the Earth Lab protected cropping system is itself a superior safeguard against insects. Every grower knows that healthy plants are often able to withstand attacks of disease. This natural protection gives crops grown in these systems a head start. The system invariably produces healthy crops, able to ward off diseases without recourse to sprays and chemicals. Circulation of disease is prevented by parallel rather than series nutrient supply with antibiotic filtration where the ultraviolet light is located. Finally, it's worth emphasizing that ordinary growing systems are just asking for it. In traditional agriculture, the soil itself is the overwhelming source of all plant diseases. In greenhouses, sterile soil is often used, but the open ventilation system can make it difficult to keep the soil sterile. It is only when every aspect of the environment can be controlled is there the real prospect, at last, of overcoming two of the grower's ancient enemies, plant disease and voracious insects. Earth Lab not only emphasizes a close connection between their hydroponic system and the overall eco-cultural system, but they have also made a number of valuable technical improvements to the hydroponic system itself. For instance, plants are grown in a medium of microscopic silicate bubbles, tiny, hard, lightweight, hollow spheres. The silicate medium promotes excellent root growth, owing to a variety of factors: high thermal insulation, good capillary action, inertness, and ease of root penetration. Moreover, the smoothness of the silicate medium, which feels, when dry, like slippery dust, allows seedlings to be transplanted without any danger of root damage. Young plants are easily lifted from their trays, completely intact. Earth Lab has also perfected a unique hydroponic watering system. It is an automatic method based on a simple siphon principle, which alternatively waters each tray and then drains it with adjustable time delay. This prevents overwatering and gives the roots access to oxygen. All irrigation and nutrient supply is subsurface. Each 7 days there is a pure water flush through the top surface. Acidic and basic nutrients are added separately at the system control point so as to maintain a favorable pH balance and conductivity in the water system. An inexpensive microprocessor controls the nutrient mixture. Please proceed to part 5.